The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Chris.
I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Tonight in our Boise studio, we have four comedians, one of which is not here yet. We've got Moondeck, Sarah Raffella, and Tanya Cope. Welcome, everyone, to the studio. Thank you all for being here tonight. First off, I think LJ has arrived.
We started.
Come on in. It's close quarters.
LJ, I was going to do all of your lines for you.
What's up, motherfuckers?
That's what I said. I was like, I'm going to do all his lines. And I was like, what's up, motherfuckers? And then they all cheered me because I'm an American hero.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
We are ready to shart the stow, as I was saying.
Fucking A.
All right. We basically have started already, so let's get going. First off, Moondeck, you got a show coming up April 1st and 2nd this week, and you're filming for a special. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct.
I hope so. Sarah probably knows better than me, but
Sarah, tell us about his show.
What should I tell them about the show, Sarah?
You should probably tell them the dates and the times that they should be there. And
I don't do that, though.
I've noticed.
Have you ever seen me advertise shows? Yeah.
His advertisement is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, this is how I advertise shows. I'll post on Facebook or something, and I'll be like, hey, I have shows coming up. If you can figure out when and where they are, I'll see you there.
How's that going
for your career?
It's great because then like Sarah or Coral or Jen will post in the comments a link to the show information, and then they just basically are continuing to enable the behavior.
I see, it's worked out really well for me.
It's okay because every time I drop something, he picks something up for me. He picks it up for me, so he just enables my continuous dropping. Anyway,
okay,
that's true. Gotcha. She can't keep track of her keys. Mostly because I hide them in order to establish value.
Okay. April 1st and 2nd, though, at the lounge.
Okay,
the
what time?
Those shows start at 8. So
really?
What's that? Can you guys all hear yourselves in the headphones?
I can, yeah.
I didn't even put on headphones.
To be honest,
right there.
I'm wearing them because I feel like I'm supposed to, but I can't tell if I'm hearing them because I'm in the same room as them or because they're through the
headphones. Just shut up and drink your beer, you stupid whore.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Shut up and
I can hear you all.
Beer.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Okay, anyway.
There's whenever Sarah said the shows were, it's probably true.
You can get tickets
at Lounge Boise.
Tickets at loungeboise.com.
Loungeboise.com, baby.
And be a part of it. I will get to be on the Friday show.
Friday show.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when did you, cuz we've never talked to you before, Moondeck. When did you start comedy?
I started June 5th, 2005.
Wow. Okay. So then has that all been mostly in Boise or have you traveled around?
I've traveled around. Boy, that would be sad if I'd been doing comedy since 2005. And it's like, nah, man, they won't even send me to Idaho Falls.
Still try to walk into Liquid and get on stage and be like, hey.
I tried to do this show in Nampa, and they said I was unclean. No, yeah, I've been around places. I've been threatened and irritating people all over the country for a while.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What was so? Then tell us. I've only seen you a little bit. I think it was at the Yum Num, like when they did that kind of trial run last year. So like, what is your, I've seen little clips too. What's your style of comedy?
My stand up is kind of like being threatened by a Townes Van Zandt song that for some reason gets interrupted by the news halfway through.
Okay.
But not like the real news, like the Bill O'Reilly, Rachel Maddow, this is really opinion, but we're calling it news. Kind
okay,
of news.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Nice.
Like, you know how you ever be driving down the street and you see a guy walking down the sidewalk and he's got paint all over his coat, but you can tell he wasn't painting that day.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He just decided to paint in his everyday coat.
Yeah.
And he's carrying a plastic bag, but it's pretty clear he didn't recently shop.
You know,
and he's walking and there's no sidewalk. He's like walking through the front of people's yards or something.
He's
like
homeless.
That. Yeah. So my show is kind of like listening to that guy talk for an hour.
Oh, okay.
That is not what it is like. It's like the guy that you see on the bus yelling at everyone, waving a knife. But you know, like, oh man, that's just mood deck.
Harmless.
Like, he's like, just every day.
If you're a local,
right,
you're
yeah,
like,
you
we're
know.
Fine.
Yeah, like,
but
if
you're
you
new in
know
town,
him,
you're concerned.
Yeah,
you're
exactly,
worried.
Exactly. But you know,
we know our homeless.
Like,
we know
he's
going to
use that knife for good, right? Yeah. He's going to cut
That's
the
tagline for Boise. Boise, we know our homeless.
You, not cut you open, right? Yeah. Like, that's what that's going to be. So
either way, you know, be like the first guy you talked about. Put the paint in the plastic bag and huff it, and then come in and watch the show.
Yeah,
and it'll be
you
want to
be careful.
Have a great time.
It'll be transcendental.
You
want to
be careful huffing out of a plastic bag. Just a little veteran.
Paper bag.
What's the safe? What's the safe way?
No, that's how you die. That's
yeah.
It's paper
it can
bags.
Start breaking down the plastic materials, and then you're huffing shit you don't want to huff.
I do
know.
Right. I do know.
Well,
sadly.
And isn't that like how they learn that from erotic asphyxiation?
Autoerotic.
You learn a lot from autoerotic asphyxiation.
I'm going to start doing that.
Like limits.
I'm going to start doing that. Autoerotic asphyxiation. I have a question.
I mean, it really does make your brain think differently. Yeah.
I think that's what I could use.
God, this conversation's making me want whippets. This is
whippets. Why whippets?
No, I have never.
You might as well huff whipped cream. Fuck that shit. Let's go get some dust off, baby.
Oh shit!
Dust off.
I did whippets for the first time just a couple months ago.
Oh really?
Wow.
Oh yeah.
I haven't done those since
the
20s.
It's the first drug I've ever had where I could actively feel brain cells dying in that moment.
Well,
yeah.
In that moment.
Here's what I'll tell you.
You guys sound like
it's
children.
It's much better on acid. It's much, much better.
Now, I've done laughing gas on acid, and that was pretty
amazing. It's pretty much,
it's
poor man laughing gas on acid, basically.
Yeah. Laughing gas on acid, you will actually shit yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I did it in the middle
of
a party.
I just like to let it flow, Sarah.
Yeah.
See where it goes sometimes.
I just saw you checking your watch over there, and
no,
I was like,
no,
shit, are we like going off?
We're like 15 minutes in, going too deep.
This is a drug tangent with several people who have done a lot of drugs. Oh. So like,
they've met
gonna...
us before.
These people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you want to huff,
met you before?
Just
once
any
or twice.
Of the kids listening to this, like, if you want to huff Freon, ether, or dust off.
Because they've met me before.
Ether's the good shit.
Ether's great. No, huff ether if you want everyone's face to look exactly the same, even though deep down you know they're different people.
Jesus.
What do you mean, all Jesus? Right.
So,
Jesus ain't real.
Isn't that the opposite of the message?
If you do enough ether.
I don't know. What?
Fireball. Sorry.
The only message I'm trying to figure out is why this.
So in conclusion, plastic bags bad. Paper bag.
Don't huff out of a plastic bag because you'll run out of oxygen.
When you're doing auto
erotic asphyxiation.
You don't need a bag for that.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have drank Fireball.
You want a good, belt for that.
So is that the theme of the podcast? We're all gonna autoerotic asphyxiation.
We're all about to put bags over each other's heads.
I didn't wear a belt. I have the perfect belt.
I've got a belt.
I know, but I got the perfect belt for it because it's got notches all the way through.
There you go.
We'll run home. We'll drag it out.
Are you looking at me in a tone of voice?
Well, no. I have one that's a little bit more rope-like, so it doesn't leave quite as many marks as leather.
Well, but this one's really wide, and then it's got notches all the way.
All right, well, welcome to Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Drug Podcast.
Well, is this a podcast right now? I was lost.
Okay, all right. Well, then you're on brand.
There we go.
Anyone know how to play the ukulele?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Ah.
Oh, shit. There's a ukulele up there.
I did have to have a new one for the studio.
You know what? Well, we could take the strings off and autoerotic asphyxiate.
Yeah, there you go.
No. If they're wired, that's
four cords. We can each wrap one
of them. If it's that skinny, it's convenient. A grout.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's going to cut in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not fun. Oh,
look at
that's
Tanya
fun,
on her
death.
High horse trying to survive. Good for
so
you.
I actually started comedy on the ukulele.
Did you? Can you do something for us?
I can try. Okay. I really wish I remembered the song.
Let me tune it because I have new strings on there.
I started
they
comedy
aren't
with,
fucking around with
you.
One thing I can tell the listeners want to hear, it's you tuning a ukulele.
A ukulele.
Whatever. Like, you're so good at saying words.
A lukaplakia? What?
Whatever. I'm too busy autoerotic asphyxiating to fucking listen to you.
So, actually, that was where I met Moondeck, because you came up to me after my set, and I remember exactly what you said to me, and I'll wait until we... So, I did Boise's Funniest Person. It was the second year, and so this was in 2014, and I wrote a song on my ukulele to get me into the competition, and... the song was about when it was like right when MySpace and like Facebook was still coming out and like people were taking a bunch of selfies and they were doing like the duck face thing.
The duck face.
And it was
what
about
a time
how, it was
alive.
About how when a girl does a duck
unflattering
face
for everyone.
It's what a guy sees right before he gives her his money shot. So the entire song is just about basically coming on people's faces and the chorus.
That's what the world needs
this
right
is,
now.
This is, I've made it into the top 20. This is a 250 person crowd because it's a sold out show because it was a second fucking
on
one. And I ended up, so even trippier, I ended up going and they put me like third to last and I was nervous so I didn't eat and they were feeding me gin and tonics.
Oh God.
And I was already
this
really
is a recipe
and,
for
oh,
success.
I oh, yeah. was hammered oh, by the time I get on stage to this sold out crowd and my out of tune ukulele
oh,
and my shaky, terrified voice singing about people imagining coming on my face, my face, while my mom is recording this,
by the way,
to then later share on Facebook.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then, best
beautiful.
Part, she shared it annually when the memories came up. Was like, oh my God.
Did she tag all your family?
Yeah. Oh, God. It was
I love
just,
your
it
mom.
Was absolutely
right?
terrible.
That's
it
best.
Was
love
absolutely
your mom.
Terrible.
I love
so
your mom.
I do this. And I'm like so drunk. And by the end of it, the first two judges, they say like, oh yeah, like raunchy, funny. Like the crowd was like laughing throughout the song. And then it gets to this other person. And like this person, she was just as fucking drunk as I was, if not worse. And all of a sudden she just pulls like a Simon and is like, you were off key and like ukulele was out of tune and like I get the raunchiness and all, but like you've really got to pull it together before you get on stage. And so I start crying in front of a sold out crowd, which, like, doing comedy for the first time is a lot like the first time I had sex. You know, you just end up crying and never wanting to do it again. But you find yourself somehow back in this vicious cycle. But yeah, so she does this, and it turns out I ended up telling this story at an open mic, and I was at the lounge, and all of a sudden I hear from the back, like, what I thought was, yeah, fuck that bitch. Turns out it was, I'm that bitch. That bitch was Jen at the fucking lounge, dude. I swear to God, I sing so good now. I only sing karaoke songs I know I can hit. I'm like making sure, like, I don't fuck around. Like, yeah, I have never sung a song on stage ever since then.
Oh, God.
And yet here I am full circle.
Here we go. Yeah. Back to your roots.
We're here for you.
Can't hear if this is in tune.
I just tuned it, so it's got a low G on it instead of a high G. So it's gonna have a deeper sound to it. Yeah,
got it.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes a difference in how I play it.
It shouldn't, unless you're finger picking anything. It should be fine.
It's definitely not finger picking.
Okay,
anything.
then you'll be fine.
I got early rheumatoid arthritis. Like, the only thing I'm picking is, like, better health insurance, hopefully. Anyway, I feel like I'm not gonna.
Oh no!
You're not, okay.
Like, that was build up
to
something.
That was a lot of foreplay.
It's a lot of foreplay, and then you're not
taking
gonna
us into something.
Come to the shows this weekend.
Oh, you're gonna play? You're gonna play.
Just play it. We'll see.
I was ready for something, and then it just dropped
off. We'll sing something. Just play it.
We'll sing something. We're not, I'm not singing shit.
LJ and I will sing something specifically.
Here,
just
put the mic right by the uke, and then LJ and Moondeck will sing.
What the fuck?
this right here is
you
Waterfalls.
Oh, wow.
By TLC.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, I don't know the words to that.
God rest Lisa Lopez.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. All right, you ready with the lyrics, LJ and Moondeck?
No.
We practiced this ahead of time, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know when to jump in, though. I don't remember.
Anytime.
It doesn't matter. Just do it in LJ's
Four,
voice.
3, 2, 1.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes. I don't know.
So much better.
Did she say?
All right. Okay. That was a failed attempt. We'll
good.
Call it.
That was pretty good.
Pew, pew, pew.
There you go.
It's Tanya's fault for not bailing everyone out.
Hey,
nice.
I have skills.
That was so close.
No, you were doing good, but I just forgot the lyrics because
I think hip hop is the hardest thing to do with the ukulele.
On ukulele, yeah.
That's actually like most of what I do. I do Sublime. I've done Rihanna on a ukulele. That's more hip hop, yeah.
How do you play it without a bow?
Oh, fuck me. Jesus Christ.
You use a tie.
The divorce papers are ready.
Good
They're
luck.
Ready.
Good
you
luck.
Just need to sign them. That's
no
all I'm saying.
No judge is going
to
side with you.
No judge is going to sign with
you. You're mine
you.
Forever, woman.
Bitch, I had the house before I had
Bitch,
you. I'll burn it down before you get any
oh
of it.
Oh, my God.
You're not getting shit.
LJ's seen this spectacle before.
I've seen this bit go way too
she
far.
She burns a casserole. Exactly. She burns a casserole. It sets me off.
She burns a casserole.
Carry on. I am actually just checking the comments up here.
Do we have comments?
What?
Did you
wait?
Did
you
share
say
it
that
over
though?
To? I need to share this over.
Only here. Read the negative ones.
Can you call me? Can you call me your wayward son? Whenever you ask that.
What?
Whenever you say carry on, will you just
carry on, my wayward son?
Just will you call me that?
Okay, I'll work on that one. Carry on, my wayward son. Yeah, I won't sing anymore. What? Oh yes, we're here to talk about some shows.
Shows.
Now the stand-up strip down.
Shows? Hold on.
All four of you are on it, or three of you?
So yeah, this is going to be the lineup for the stand-up strip down show. I am lucky enough to do it with the lounge, so most of the time, whoever is headlining that weekend will get to be a feature on the show as long as they agree to it. But yes, it will be myself hosting. LJ, Tanya, and Moondeck, and I am so very excited. I bought a new stripper pole, a really nice one. It's black matte. It's like it locks, so it's not wobbly and not fucking.
It locks.
I don't know if you saw the janky ass thing that we fucking built to put that pole, because it was like seriously one of those $45 ones you buy at like Walmart. That just like, oh yeah, no, you like
who's driving?
Screw it in. Terrible.
Like
so we had to put
shower curtain.
So
pole.
We put a stage platform on top of a stage platform, and then on top of that stage platform, we then put two benches. Which we then put 2x4s to then screw the motherfucker in. So no one was allowed to go on it.
This does not sound OSHA approved.
No. But this one, I bought a 12-foot pole. I invested in this because I know this is going to be a monthly showcase. Like this is going to be something that is going to, huh? No, I actually got it off of LA Shop, surprisingly enough. And because I looked at
they have a way bigger one at Satin Dolls. You need to tour the strip clubs.
Well, so here's the thing. I could buy one of like the studio level ones and like build it based on what it is, but at the same time, like that's gonna be like $500.
True.
As opposed to the $200 that I spent on the pole.
That's my favorite number.
Yeah, right. $200. Well, because it's gonna be a write-off anyway, so like, fuck it. You know, I mean, like, whatever.
Tax write-off.
That's right. Love no, write-off. I got a production company, so we good.
Totally. Business expense.
Yeah.
Stripper pole.
Push it under the rug.
But here's the thing.
Money laundering.
It is insane. So I just got. So shout out to Adam and Eve. They just agreed to sponsor the show.
Oh,
nice.
Shopping.
There.
So they're
it.
Going to dress
I've been
my
meaning
staff.
To make my first trip.
They're going
I've never
to
been.
Provide raffle items. They are going
Lagertha
to give
will
discount
take
coupons for people attending the show, and they're like they're so supportive of it. It's unbelievable, and the amount like I was literally brought to tears twice during the first show because this has been my dream. This has been as a person who suffers with eating disorders and body dysmorphia and who knows so many people who struggle with it on both ends, whether you're skinny or larger, like it is. It's unbelievable how much just positivity came from that. I had audience members coming up saying they wanted to strip. So like, we're going to say like, if you feel comfortable enough to take off an article of clothing during the show, you are more than welcome to. Like, it is that safe of an environment. We'll have security. So if anybody feels uncomfortable, like it is meant to be a body positive show. Whoever is on it, you strip to what you are comfortable.
I've yet
in,
to decide my comfort level.
I know. That's what we're here to find out.
So, yeah. I think most people don't. They were like, okay, you know what? I was just going to strip to my underwear and my t-shirt and that was it. And then just the vibe of it. I had every single comedian stripped down to their chonies, man. It was beautiful. And my staff, they chose to do it. I just got off stage at one point after a host and like bringing on the next comedian. And all of a sudden I look and like everybody is, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is the most amazing fucking thing I have ever seen in my entire life because not a single person was like, uncomfortable or awkward about it, and they were just so embracive and
We're going to make it a word. I don't know if it's really a word.
It's a combination of embracing and abrasive. It's when
not you're, abrasive.
It's no, no, it's no. So you're
it is,
embraced
it, yeah.
So much it becomes abrasive.
Right. It insults you in a certain way, but not sexually
all this, like she asked me and I instantly said yes. And then I was like, okay, I am over 50. At one point in my life, I know what? Big shocker.
Yeah.
At one point in my life, I weighed 310 pounds.
Woo!
And I've breastfed two children. So everybody's like, you look great. And it's like, yeah, motherfucker, I got all my clothes on.
My areolas are so big. I bought pasties.
We can do an areola challenge.
I bought pasties.
Wendy can tell you.
We've got it on film.
She's got
on Tanya's areolas. Oh, Wendy actually commented on them.
Oh, that's nothing. That is. I got you beat. I think I got you beat. But regardless, I'm like, I've been having, like, I said yes, and I started having a panic attack, and I started looking at myself naked and going,
I've been avoiding that.
No, never avoid. Okay, here's the, we're going to do some real talk. Okay. Self-esteem is a moving target. It's not you hit it one time.
Ain't that the truth?
It's not one time and, oh, I'm secure from here on out. Because you age, you have bad days, you have days where you don't feel happy. It's hard to be in a sad mood and look at yourself and feel good even if you have a perfect body. Even if you have a perfect body, if you are in a bad mood and you look at yourself, you're going to see garbage.
Perfect doesn't exist. Perfect, normal, and weird don't exist. It's all personal perceptions, and they change constantly. So realistically, you're chasing after or labeling something that is
not
the same.
But you can decide.
Because I've had people tell me that, and I don't like it when people tell me, like, you have the perfect body. I'm like, no, I fucking don't.
Perfect. Perfect doesn't exist. But you can have a moment. You can have moments of... You feel perfect.
Good.
No, you feel perfect in yourself. Regardless of whether perfection exists, you can feel perfectly comfortable with yourself. You can have moments where you feel perfectly comfortable with yourself, regardless of whether you've reached actual physical perfection. But that doesn't last.
So could somebody be on the show and just take off, like, an outer shirt?
I'm not gonna lie. This is not like an original idea. I've definitely based this off of other shows that have been in bigger cities. I'm just wanting to bring it to Boise.
Yeah.
So
I've heard about it in other places.
Yeah. So
it's
there's
not unheard
Portland,
of.
Seattle. I know that Chicago.
I've prepared for all contingencies.
So in Chicago, there was Strip Joker, and for instance, there was a guy who literally put on so many layers of clothing and he was kind of a one-liner comic, and so with every one-liner he would take off an article of clothing.
I have heard of this legend,
right? Yeah. And so like he wasn't like down to his skimpies, but he was still stripping. And so it really is about how you feel comfortable in your body. And I don't want people to think that like they're going to the show because they're automatically going to see like people naked. Like, this is really just about embracing who you are in your body and whatever that means to you, because that's what's most important. Because if you're striving to try and achieve the thing that it, like, that body that it means to everybody else, it's like you're going to keep chasing this unattainable thing. And I just love that we were able to create such a positive environment with one show, and it was like, and so we have guest performers too. So I'm wanting to incorporate this show. We have a burlesque performer,
Marina.
Oh, Wolf.
she is awesome sauce with a side of chips.
And then last
she's
show,
so cool.
All that and a bag of chips is what you just said.
I'm fucking loaded.
I've been seeing her video. That's hot as shit. I cannot wait for her to get on stage. I'm so excited. And
she's also a comedian in the scene, so I actively try not to view any of y'all in that way. So
well, it's gonna be a little hard, but at the same time, it's also kind of funny, but
well, like I not gonna lie, having poquito anxiety attack about all this, but I grabbed a little stripper girlfriend and we went shopping, and I am prepared to go down to the glued on stripper strap.
Hey, if me too, needs be. Oh. Me glued too. On. I went and got one because I was like,
you know what
okay.
I'm talking about.
Well, no,
it looks like a regular.
Got,
yeah.
The outfit I got is complete. It's like literally just black straps.
I can't wear a
strap. Oh, you're talking about the thing that looks like a sexy maxi pad.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is. And it has glue to make sure you're, because there's like, it covers. She's like, she showed me there's like this roll on glue that looks like deodorant. Mm-hmm. And yep. She's like, this is how you put it on to cover just enough to meet city code.
City code.
Just to meet city code.
It is an expressive.
In case the mayor walks in.
By the artist. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. There was.
But. Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
I can't wear these things.
There's a boy strap. There's a boy strap. We need to.
Oh. I just wanted to finish that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. What was your thought?
But I'm also incorporating like other artistic community. Flow Dojo.
Oh,
in the
yeah,
building.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a strip performance, and then I also want to talk to different strippers. I know a lot of stripper friends of mine that are dancers in the community. I want them to be able to go up on stage and do a dance to their like song and be able to be in a safe environment where their body is like respected and not like, you know, oogled, if you will. But yeah,
yeah,
it's bringing a serious note to
I'm prepared
comedy.
To be, I think I'm any ogling is going to be very, because like I said, I look great until I start taking, it starts immediately. I take off my shoes and I start losing sexy points.
There's something that is to be thought of. Shoes. Taking off your shoes. Sexy. How does that work?
Unless you're trying to be like super sexy while I was taking off my stuff. I was like, hold on, let me just.
Yeah, fucking.
No, will you pull it?
You do it.
Will you pull it, please? Just like. You can even have fun with the crowd in that.
And then you're like, oh, yeah.
But no, I was like, like, what you said made me excited because it's
go.
Like,
that works.
Okay.
That works.
It's
yeah.
What I've got is not going to necessarily
There's
be
a
sexy,
delay, yeah.
But it will definitely be like, well, I think, like a lot of young women, younger women, it's like, okay, this is what's going to happen to you as you age and have babies. Like, look at it hard and then make your decision.
So
aging
will
happen
to
all
of us.
Augie
Smith was on
the
first show.
Yeah, let's hear about Augie.
The minute he got on stage, he goes, okay, so there you have it. Three comedians with objectively good bodies, and now your best friend's dad. And like, so he was already,
he's a
hot
man and older than me, but not much.
He thought he was hosting a burlesque show.
Oh.
He didn't realize he was stripping until the day of.
Wait, no, I think he's full of shit.
No.
Because we talked to him about it.
Yeah.
On our podcast. Yeah.
Completely naked, like schwants out and everything.
He seriously, he didn't think he was going to be doing what he was doing. He thought he was going to just be like bringing people on and stuff like that. So
yeah,
not that kind of guy.
No, it was.
Well, it's not. It's close.
So what did Augie get down to?
He got down to his underwear.
Ah, okay.
Remember, like, seriously, like, I live right
and
by
so,
the Adam and Eve. I go there all the time.
He came up to me and, like, because he had a blast. We had an after party with all of our underwear and, like, you know, I can't say any more regarding other people, but I had a fucking blast. We were there until, like, 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But he did say, he was like, I was so uncomfortable with the idea beforehand. And even when I was up on stage, it was like, how the fuck am I going to do this? And just as I was doing it, I realized, and that was the same thing with me. When I took off my top and my tits were hanging out with weed pasties on, I was like, okay, this can go one of two fucking ways right now. And I did that and the crowd cheers. And all of a sudden I have and this is one thing I will tell every comedian. If you have an opportunity to take your clothes off on stage, do it, because you will always have attention. always. And you don't have to worry about your jokes holding attention. You will hold attention. People will laugh at where you intend them to laugh.
It's no, perfect. I am sorry, honey. I this is the first time I have written 15 minutes and gone, God damn it, I hope they don't laugh here. Because, like, you're like, yeah, I'm in a different place. Like, it's like when my tits come loose, like, I was raised around second generation hippies. Like, most of my friends, if you, these two, if you have not seen my titties, you just have not been in the right place at the right time. Period. Full stop. Like, I will whip my titties out at a moment's notice, but it's a completely different proposition. Strangers on a stage.
Yeah.
And when my titties come loose, it's like bungee jumpers coming off the Perrine Bridge. All right, honey. They do not stay where they're at. There is a distinct and sudden drop.
Drop. All right, let's, yeah, that's 50. Let's talk to the guys now.
Oh, God. Guys. Why? Oh, why are we here? What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, that are in the show.
No, yeah. Hold on. Oh, yeah, he's wild, much more comfortable yes, okay. than I am.
So, I'm different thing till the for a day guy of. To put out the dark meat.
I'm what? Waiting till the day of. Oh, God.
Yeah, I have really nice nipples. It'd be nice if one of you audience members would suck on them once in a while.
I mean, isn't that what we all want at the end of the day?
Oh, good. It's,
Just suck it's on Moondex nipples?
No, yeah, to have that's the point someone of suck comedy. On your nipples just
a
little
bit.
I have
a tit fetish. Don't start.
Just
don't
a little
start.
Bit.
All right, LJ, how are you feeling about the show?
He got into comedy to suck on my nipples. Sorry. I'll field all your questions for you. Because you're too pretty to think for yourself.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Ask your little question.
Yeah.
Yeah, LJ.
I am waiting till the day of the show to determine my comfort level on that day. Because it fluctuates
okay,
wildly.
Okay, gotcha.
There are some days where I wake up and it's like, you know what? You might not like it, but this is what peak performance looks like.
Yeah.
There are those days, and then there's other days okay. where, yeah, I wake up and I avoid my shadow. I don't. I'm not looking in the mirror at all. So it, you know, it fluctuates. And so depending on how I'm feeling April 2nd is how I'm going to dress, is how I'm going
to
go about it.
Is there any
stage.
Mental preparation for you to get you?
I don't know. No.
You've never
no
done a show like this before.
Yeah, I have no idea how to prepare. I don't think I did.
You're like, fuck yeah,
I think,
and then
well,
thought about it.
I think what Sarah said was, do you want to be on a body positivity show?
No.
And
no.
I was like,
Where's my phone? Hold up. No.
And
I'm
then
up
I think
right
the stripping part of it came
bullshit.
Up later.
Bullshit. I told you because you immediately, you even said, you were like, yeah, but like, how body
yeah,
positive
see, yeah,
do you have
exactly.
to be? I was, like,
yeah.
I was like, well, whatever body positive means to you
yeah,
is what it is. Yeah. I was really hoping that when the video came out that people could kind of get a better understanding
oh,
of
no,
like,
I love that video.
What, yeah,
that's
it was
a
fantastic
video. Yeah.
fucking video. And it yeah. it only included like a few little bits of it. But
yeah.
realistically, like, I can't wait to talk to you until after the show because I really do think that you're going to have a completely...
Maybe there will be an awakening on stage.
Well, it's not going to be an awakening, but I think it is, it's just a really empowering environment.
So we've had this discussion before, LJ. I am exactly, what, 5 months younger than your mama? Something like that?
Oh, something along those lines, I think, yeah. What? What's up?
Whatever. You know, whatever.
That always helps, like, a young man thinking about, like, sex and things like that. You're like, well, I'm only
is
a
not
little
about
bit
sex.
Younger than your
mother. What? What was that?
Fine.
Body positivity
right.
is not about sex.
It's always easy for a young man to think about naked bodies without thinking about sex. And it always makes it easier to bring up his mother.
And
you're right. I was way off base.
And there's the whole warrior mom positive energy. I have got your back no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? My mom's proud of me.
You're the one that brought the spirit of Lagartha.
Has always been that.
She's delusional.
Yes,
the spirit of Lagartha.
I understand. What's up? What are you trying to say to me right now?
Like, you brought it up one time, and I was like, oh, yeah, you nailed it. You fucking nailed it, bro.
What?
Like, the whole, like, when you brought up the whole... Like, hey, you ever seen that show, The Vikings?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yes, of course you embody that character.
Yeah, kind
of. For anybody listening at home or anyone in the room, if you've seen the hit show Vikings on the History Channel.
I have not seen
that.
No,
you haven't seen
it.
Well, there is quite the powerful female lead in that show. Yeah, in Viking history and lore, she sort of blends the line between like real history and like mythology. She's one of those characters where it's like hard to pin down what's true and what isn't. But in the show, it's a fucking great actress. And it's just a really empowering female character. And I remember, like, I was binging this show, and then I go to an open mic and Taco's there, and I'm just like, you remind me of this character. And she knew who it was. So, yeah, and it's a Viking shield maiden, which is, like, some of the most hardcore bitches to ever walk the planet.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Nice.
I feel like with how
are you stripping?
What?
Are you stripping?
Yeah.
I'm gonna strip. I don't
it's
want that
be closer
to be
to me.
I don't want that to be confused. It's just to what extent
I
strip will be the question. I've considered layers. I've considered multiple layers.
You
and
saw
I've
Jen?
Considered like how many to go, like, how far down I want to go. And, yeah, it's just going to be a day of decision.
Okay.
Does it affect your comedy as you're taking things out? Are you trying to...
I'm sure it's going to.
So, like, when you do comedy, like, you often do a lot of crowd work, and you kind of have those moments where you stop and you kind of, like, have that conversation with the crowd. So that's kind of when you do it. Like, at least for me, you know, everybody kind of like did it in their own way. Being the host, I had to kind of like slowly do it. I could, you know, it's
I feel
really,
like I'm
going to so
be improvising a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of my
I've
set is going to be
based on what, how
what
the crowd
is happening.
Reacts.
Yeah.
Well, because like
the
that's
crowd
a legit
reacts
thing.
Awesome. So
I
here,
know.
You, the minute, if you just fucking own it, they love it. I literally turned around and I like looked. I was looking at the video earlier today. I looked so awkward when I had to tuck my tit back into my fucking lingerie piece and like had to take a moment where I was like, okay, I turned around and the crowd like cheers. And I'm just like,
I don't think you, right. I don't
but
think anyone in the crowd was like,
same time. Well, no crowd is not gonna love
no,
that.
No, they're not gonna
really,
be like, oh, she's adjusting her titty.
Right, like if
how
a guy
awkward.
Was like, oh.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. Yeah, you saw.
Yeah, excuse me. Let me just
gotten him.
That may not work as well. But then again, that you know what, guys, you would be able to let your dicks out if we could just post our fucking tits online without getting them censored. How's that shit sound?
That's the thing is y'all did offer me pasties and I'm like, no, I have the benefit of being able to do that.
No,
if
I think
I want
it's a
to.
I think it's a grand statement on the whole condemnation of areola.
Yeah, yeah.
To
I
have the man
want,
wear
almost,
pasties too.
I want to find pasties that look like nipples.
They do.
Oh,
they do
yeah,
have
that's
clear.
That's gotta be a thing.
And then
that
they
way
do.
I can just have my tits out.
Let's get it
now. Moon deck.
These ones were the hands that hold.
Moon deck.
What else?
What do you do? You have a an outfit for under your clothes when you take them off, or
no?
You're just going full buff.
Milk them titties right in that audience's face. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna put a pasty on my butthole, and I'm gonna
say
put
it.
A pasty
show
on
it.
My urethra, and that's about as much as I'm.
I have
do.
The body glue. You don't need to buy any roll-on body glue. We'll prep you. Have you waxed
oh,
yet?
Honey,
I'll wax
I have
you.
My own. We're not gonna wax. Do I look like I wax?
Do you need a ball pasty too, or
I look
how's that
like
work?
I wax.
A ball pasty.
Am I a ball
pasty?
Wax?
I don't know.
A ball pasty? Well, I have two, first of all. I got two balls. Two of them.
I mean, I'm just talking about it as one sack.
Gotcha. What do you guys think? Should I put a pasty on my sack, or you just want to have your own conversation?
You, can I better
my
wax
sack
first.
Pasties aren't important.
Can I get
to
you a banana hammock, and then we just...
Oh, yeah.
No. I have the roll-on glue.
I'll wear mostly whatever you want, probably.
Oh wow! Wow.
Mostly.
How is this just for the show, or do we get to do this all the fucking time?
Depends, depends on how the show goes.
Okay. All right. I see a partnership in the works here.
Yeah. Listen
Wife
to
approves.
LJ. He's already hard. This is gonna be great. Yeah,
I'm not
going to
say no. I'm not. If that's what everyone was looking for.
Why would you want to be the only person in the room saying no?
Exactly.
I mean,
fuck
even
that.
I'm hard, LJ.
Yeah, there you go.
And
so this
don't
is
have
America.
That people know of.
That's a great line to throw out there just to keep people on their toes.
Because surprise dick is always the best dick, right?
You know her too?
What?
Hangover 2.
Is that in the Hangover 2?
No, you know
well,
her
they
too.
Do go to Bangkok, so, and Cock's in the name. So.
So they rape somebody? What do you mean?
No,
what?
Oh my God, no.
Oh. Surprisingly?
No.
Well,
kind of. No, pretty evidently because of the name. Wow. People were like, I bet they bang cocks. And then you know what they do is they just take roosters and they put them on cymbals and then they just hit them together.
Holy fuck.
God damn it.
That's
no.
so mean to the chicken.
That is animal abuse.
Yeah.
Which Hangover is that?
That's the nicest a chicken's ever
been treated
by an American.
Can I replace that and say that we just take two dildos
this is live.
Cocks on... I don't agree with cockfighting. I agreed with sword fighting, right? Sword fighting, I'm cool with. Cockfighting, no. No.
Okay.
Cockfighting, no. I don't, and I
what
don't
did
agree
I grow
with
my
animal
fingernails
abuse. It
long
was just
for.
The first thing that I could think of with cock rather than just a dick. And I was trying to be a little bit more creative. Turns out it was a little more morbid, but whatever.
You heard it here first. Sarah supports animal cruelty.
I do. I will leave this podcast with that.
That's
it. I'm out. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Flipping.
All of a sudden, this is feeling a lot like the Oscars all over again.
Oh, let's talk about the slap.
Nobody's getting slapped, bro. Nobody's getting slapped. And also, if we're going to talk about it.
No.
Just a little bit. I mean, we got...
I think we should take it to its natural conclusion.
Oh, I agree. No.
And let's all just get together and start claiming that the Oscars don't actually exist so we can get to the end of this internet topic. Will Smith is a lizard person.
Yeah.
Are we to the end yet?
Yes.
There
That's
you go.
The end of-
I feel like LJ has something to say about it.
No. I'm
oh, you
good.
Are?
I'm fine. No. not if nobody else wants to. No.
All right.
Force
oh, I've got
anybody.
One. Hey, how differently do you think Jada and Will would have reacted if instead of a comedian, Chris Rock was a casting director?
maybe. Yeah.
Very differently.
It would be like, all right, we're signing for the movie today.
No. Whisper
it. Like I said, the Oscars aren't real.
Live for. Whispered in my ear, I'll say it.
Is that what you're thinking?
Jada Pinkett Smith is a Jewish conspiracy meant to trick you away from Christ.
Hey, we haven't come out with any new conspiracies.
Never mind. Ooh, I was going to say, ever since the whole Palestinians are coming after us.
Whatever.
Once they get over that fence.
You're hearing that.
That fence.
But there's other fences.
They're not living in
there's
Mexico.
There's other fences. I was there when they did the great, they did the great march.
The great
anyway.
Fence of Palestine.
Yeah.
Moondeck, there's a microphone in front of your fucking furry face. Use it.
My face?
Shove it in there, Moondeck.
What? It has
Shove
to get
it.
Closer?
Just rape it like.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, strip Saturday!
I'm the only one wearing headphones aside from...
I tried to wear headphones. They kept falling out of my ears. And everyone watching the live stream was like,
nothing
was
coming
through
mine.
I don't know how you feel. That's
why I got to get the, what? I got to get the over the ears.
I just had to be a bitch. I took your comedy class.
Yeah, that's why
you took what?
Mine on.
Oh, okay. We haven't worked out all the bugs in here yet.
You're good.
So
can I go get more beer?
More beer? Sure.
Is anyone going to care if I just walk away and get more beer?
Fun.
No,
you can
that's
get
part of the vibe of the whole show, man. Moondex doing a beer run.
I was going to say, I have to pee. Can I pee?
Yeah, you can pee. We're probably only going to go for like another 10 minutes.
Oh, then I'll hold it. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, like 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes? What are we doing? Come on.
I didn't realize.
Can I just try and play the ukulele for
10 more minutes?
I'm just kidding.
Trying to give Rogan a run for his money or not? Because
I did like a 2 hour.
We're not giving Rogan a run for his money.
Can I plug my Coming Backyard show?
How are we giving Rogan a run for his money? No one here has used the N-word a single time.
Whoa.
What? Listen to the beginning of the sentence if you're going to whoa the end of it.
That's fair.
No, what if I just woed everything?
Do it.
Whoa!
Jeez.
I missed all of it. So.
I'm happy inside.
Whoa!
Thank you.
Whoa! You missed your cue.
She just looked
terrible,
at me in disbelief, which was accurate
liar.
Also.
Terrible liar.
All right, well, hurry up. Be poignant so we can go drink more.
Yeah.
We have poignant.
10 minutes. We
give
have
me one of those
minutes.
Jägermeister things.
Hey, you're here.
So mine was too
hey,
long
thank
for you,
you
to
sir.
Upload it
and
all.
LJ, your seltzer, and what do you have to? We're gonna cheers to the show this coming fucking Saturday.
Oh God.
And also Moondex.
Cheers
the
show.
Special.
Wait. Let's all get in.
Oh, yeah, let's all get in here. Let's
let
all
me,
get in here.
Hold on a
this
sec.
This weekend is gonna kick ass in so many different ways.
You
want
Jäger? Oh God.
Oh yeah, you do.
I'll take a sip.
Do you want to lick grandma's shit candy bag jar thing?
I've licked it before and it was good.
Don't. What do you? Have you ever had? Have you ever had a shitty grandma?
She's married. I guarantee she's painted the taint.
Oh my God! This is terrifying.
All right.
Oh God. All who's right. driving me
Cheers.
Home?
Cheers.
So when does the podcast start?
licorice.
I feel like nothing came out of that.
Oh my God. Fucking
oh,
Michael's
did you see that?
During the holidays.
It's still full.
Or what is it? Home goods during the holidays? Or the fake it? Flower okay. section? This tastes like the fake flower section in Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, that's like my favorite is Fireball.
No, yeah, it tastes like the fake flower. It's all fake cinnamon.
This is the reaction we get every time we have a podcast.
It's because realistically, like unless you're a frat boy or somebody who fucking just hates themselves.
Wait. I drink Fireball every night. I love
every
myself.
I mean, and I never drink Fireball, and I hate myself so
okay,
much.
Now tell me, though. So. Tell me. Does the sugar not just completely fucking make you have a hangover like hell?
It doesn't. No, I'm...
So you're a functioning alcoholic. Is
you
what
could
that
probably
is.
Say
yeah.
that a little bit.
Yeah.
There's an argument.
Okay,
to
I was
be
like,
made
if
there.
You drink Fireball every night and you don't wake up in the morning
oh,
going, "Oh my God, I drank
all
Fireball
day
last night,"
not getting any.
He drinks that and then he shits himself.
Balance, more balance.
A lot of sugar.
I guess you could say.
More balance.
We're balanced.
You're balanced. So
no sugar during the day, and then you get it with the
and
alcohol.
And then a nice spike
sense.
Right before bed.
Yeah. I mean,
I drink 15
take an
beers
Ambien
every night.
And.
But in the morning when I'm drinking a Bloody Mary, I'll
an Ambien and an edible. And then you go right to sleep.
And apparently some Fireball?
That's before.
How do you eat an edible
so
with
wait,
no
wait,
sugar?
Wait. Are you when telling you me the recipe Ambien. Is
wait,
Fireball,
what?
Ambien, edible, and that's what puts you to sleep?
Yes.
That is
Ambien.
Every night.
You're a fucking
every
rock star.
Night. It doesn't put
okay.
you to sleep.
It's
it
not. It's
stop.
Not Ambien. It's Unisom.
Level,
but
it doesn't necessarily put him to sleep. He just doesn't remember
Ambien.
What happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask the question that's important.
I'm not asking in a judging way. I'm like legit curious. Like, is that what it takes you to fall asleep?
Wait. No.
I'm going to ask in a judgy tone.
I fall asleep just fine. I don't stay
when you
asleep.
Have access to Ambien.
Oh, do you drink energy
this
drinks?
This shit's 70 proof. Ambien's
I don't drink any
like
energy drinks.
150 proof, right? Like it's
what?
I drink caffeine, yes.
Soda?
I've just recently stopped drinking soda.
Has that helped you sleep?
Not
gotta
yet.
Cut out the sugar.
I don't know why I'm asking these questions. The only reason I say that is because yesterday I drank a Red Bull, a sugar-free Red Bull, and I was like, as I threw it away, I was like, I'm going to have terrible sleep tonight. I was like, goodbye, life.
No, I don't drink any energy drinks.
I could not fall asleep until like 3 o'clock and I woke up at 7. So.
And I usually only take a sleeping pill is if I wake up at like, I have a thing where I wake up at like 2 to 3 a.m. almost every single night.
This also isn't an intervention.
I know.
Chris,
I feel
sorry.
Like.
You know what always helps me sleep?
I can turn it.
What's that?
Doing something really shitty that I feel guilty about.
Okay.
You mean like what?
Let's hear.
Everything.
What if the governor's watching? I can't admit to any of that shit.
You mean that terrible thing where you're just such a good person who cares about a lot of the people that you love?
Next to your bed
for it's
that
a fucking
2,
shitty
3
thing
in the
do.
Morning
it's
wake
a
up.
Shitty ass thing you do.
But he also makes crack. Crack is the best.
Crack is the best.
Stop it. The bolt around.
Crack is awesome.
We're not promoting crack.
I'm not promoting crack.
I'm
going to
say right now,
saying,
crack cocaine is the only thing Ronald Reagan ever did right.
The best is promoting that.
And the execution left some to be desired.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, like, crack cocaine in and of itself.
You
is a lot of
can't.
Fun to smoke.
Just you
gets
know,
you really high.
It's not crack's
oh, Lord
fault.
Almighty,
what
please.
Ronald Reagan
yeah.
did
oh.
with
yeah.
crack?
Yeah, it's Ronald Reagan's fault that he misused such a wonderful thing like crack.
Yeah. Crack should have been widely available and not targeted.
It's
on
like
black
how God smited Sodom and Gomorrah. That was clearly a good thing. You just were misusing it, God.
You're misusing your smite abilities.
Yeah. We're all on the same page.
Do we have a rosary here?
No, it's a meditation beads.
It's prayer beads. It's
okay.
So essentially, that's
mojo.
The same thing.
That's what we're going to choke ourselves
no,
out
No, it's
with.
Not attached to some sort of fake-ass deity.
It's the autoerotic
fixation.
Like
well, nice I mean, it depends on how far you take it. It can just be base. It can just be about centering yourself. With,
oh, okay.
That's psychological.
That was very diplomatic of you.
Mystical.
No, we've had the deep darks. LJ and I have had the deep darks. But are you calling game night Friday?
Huh? Oh,
game night Friday.
Talk about this later.
Go win.
Okay, Moondeck.
Oh,
what the?
Shit.
Yes, you, Moondeck. What's happening with your special after it's filmed? Where's it going?
Oh,
like,
man.
I heard that they're shopping it around, but what is
allegedly it's going to end up on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
But I doubt that because they'd have to listen to it and approve it first, probably. So probably if you want to get my special, you're going to have to go to like...
Are you in charge
no,
of the editing?
We will have it available.
Am I in charge of the editing?
We're
I don't think I'm
going
to have to be.
We're developing a new platform where we can have these available. But until then... It will likely be just associated with a Vimeo or something similar to that where you can kind of like subscribe to it in the meantime until we get that settled.
Well, that is significantly less impressive than what I said.
But realistically, it's like if you're not there, then it will have to be like a paid subscription thing for you to be able to see that sort of thing afterwards. So highly recommend you being a part of the process and the
what about all his recording. Fans in the Caribbean you expect them
so,
to fly out?
So what we're gonna do is we're just gonna light a joint in the back and channel them
okay all right
and bring them on in
you all think through. I'm joking but
no,
back
I know,
when we
I
were
know.
Doing Twitch streams
yeah,
Moondeck was
well,
killing it
yeah,
in the
no,
Caribbean
I don't,
in
I don't doubt that
baby.
I don't doubt that and so,
Vanuatu loves Moondeck
and so realistically it is about
Fiji.
Just like being able to create
Fiji.
An opportunity for Moondeck to shine in the way that he
Only he can.
Exactly. I mean, like,
in the way that only
I remember seeing him when I first started comedy. He was an inspiration. And a lot of it, too. And I mean, like, he still carries this attitude as I don't give a fuck. But at the same time, what he talks about, you can tell that he has an opinion about, which means he gives a fuck about. So if you want to see Moondeck give a fuck, come April 1st and 2nd to the Lounge at the End of the Universe at 8 p.m. Tickets at loungeboise.com. And then afterwards, stick around. We've got Ula Vamp's show is going to be on Friday. And then my stand-up strip-down show is going to be on Saturday. So, I mean, it's a weekend full of fucking a shitload of fun. And, yeah, just get it, dude. Get it. Fucking get it.
Moondeck shines like the black hole that exists in the center of all galaxies, sucking all hope and joy.
Is that his bio?
That sounds a little more like.
But then he gives it. But then he gives it back tenfold.
See, what we're
with
circling around here is
favors.
A theory on thermodynamics that suggests that ever expansion of the universe, but also the contraction re-expansion. That's what they're
black holes
expressing
are required
over there.
To
black
the next
holes
big
are a
bang.
Key part of that whole sort of life cycle of universes, because you know multiverse theory, Loki. We love it. I can put a bow on something. Don't you fucking dare me to put a bow on something. I'll put a bow on
I know we're hitting the end. Did we get any questions or was there like
No, we actually
this is the first. Oh, you're talking about up on the live. No one watched tonight. So
what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
So you guys all telling me this shit's live.
It's fucking live. Yeah, you never know who's going to show up.
But no one showed up. All right.
Someone was watching earlier. I didn't look and see who it was, right, but someone watched. Right. But no questions tonight. And honestly, this is the first. Oh, up there, yes. This is the first actual podcast we've shown up to without any questions prepared for any of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it worked?
Yeah. It worked,
Did
yeah.
you guys like it? Or was
oh,
it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's what we wanted. We wanted you all to talk.
Bitchin'.
We were going to be off camera. So awesome. So in conclusion, paper over plastic.
Plastics
paper
in all
over
of our
plastic.
Blood.
Yeah.
Paper over
plastic.
Paper over
we
plastic.
All day,
and,
every day.
And masking tape.
Plastic is in all of our blood.
It's easy to rip.
We all
thank you all for being here tonight. Moondeck, April 1st and 2nd, 8 p.m.?
8 p.m., yeah. For
8 p.m., okay. And then on the first, after that show, is Ula Vamps and the Midnight Scam performing.
That's not
performing.
Come to my show or fuck off.
And then April 2nd is Moondeck. And then that is a stand-up strip-down show.
Again, come to my show first.
Come to all the shows. You get tickets at loungeboise.com.
I'm going
to
do a third show on Sunday on the stairwell.
Always in there. Well, no, he's going to be hosting Moondeck's show.
Oh.
Yeah, also, I'm going to do another show Monday.
So Eugene Basham is the house MC for the Lounge at the End of the Universe.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch him work his fucking craft, because that man can come up with new shit on the fucking fly, so talented. Just come to any of our fucking shows.
See, he scared me off of the first one because, you know, he's so fertile.
I was
going to
say, he's going to get you pregnant.
I was afraid.
He's
going to
get
he's
you pregnant.
He's got like 12
at
kids.
Your age, so, oh, honey.
Here's
oh,
the thing.
I'm still regular.
So here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm still regular, believe it or not.
So,
well, we'll find out.
What's that warrior DNA?
So, like, you know how...
This. We're signing out, y'all.
I also think
wait, no.
We're still
there's
recording. We're just not live
this.
Anymore.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
If I could leave anybody
can
with
even?
Anything
can
just
I?
To
yeah,
make sure that...
Can do what you gotta
okay,
do.
Right. Cardinals don't have yellow beaks. They have black beaks with red accents, so all those fucking logos for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Arizona Cardinals and the Louisville Cardinals and the North Idaho College Cardinals are stupid and wrong and inaccurate and they're bad and you should all be ashamed.
And
and then also I'll do some show or something Sunday maybe. When does this start?